Love you guys. It's good to see you all. Good morning, Lord Father. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present with us this morning. We thank you for the word that you have sent to us. We pray that it will become engrafted into our hearts and that the truth of it will become life, that we will live in it. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, for some months, unlike the normal course of my teachings and sharing with you, which are generally in a period of, in the term of long series of things where I would stay on a topic and teach it, with the exception of the prayer, teaching on prayer, I have been kind of teaching on things that God wants to address with us. It's been this and that and this and that. And the one thing that he's got in his heart today for us is that the scripture from Galatians 5, 6 that says, faith works by love. And he just dropped that on me this past week and said, I want you to plumb the truth of that so that you can share it, so that my people, my children, will understand what it means. There's three powerful words there: faith, love, and work. So we need, first and foremost, to understand the definitions of these three things. Taking a look at the word faith. Faith, the Greek word pistis, is both a noun and a verb. As a noun, it's a definition of how one acts towards another. God's love, as I have been saying for a long time, is intentional. It has divine purpose, can be summed up in bringing many sons to glory, that God would have his way with us, that we would be formed in the image of Christ, that Christ would be formed in us. And in order to do that, God sent Jesus to the earth for us. And that was his expression of love. Love gives. God gave. The Son came. Not only did he send the Son to come, to live, to die, to be raised again, but then he also gave his own Spirit to us. So love always will give. There is an intention with love that is outside of itself. It is always projected onto others. In our case, God's love is projected onto us. And it is real, it's tangible. It is a noun and it is an active verb as well. To love means you will do something about it. Love is not just a sentiment. I'm sorry, I hope we didn't wake anybody up needlessly. Love is not a sentiment, it's not a feel good. It's not emotion. It's strong as death, the Word of God says. It's powerful. It's intentional, purposeful, strong. God is behind it. He intends something to happen with it. He never fails. His love will succeed. It will always accomplish. Isn't that wonderful? God loves us with such a power. Oh, man. Faith is also a verb and a noun. Faith is our belief. It's our conviction. And to have real faith, we will come to a place where doubt is cast out. Please understand that in the process of coming to understand our faith, to appreciate our faith, we will deal with doubts. But doubts will be dispelled because faith is stronger than doubt. Faith is a noun. It is what we believe. And faith is an act. It is how we behave. Faith without behavior is dead. Faith without works is dead, it says in James. Without the response of faith, there is no expression of it. It's like loving somebody but never telling them. Telling people you love them but never showing them. Secret love. There's no such thing in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. Love is real, tangible. Faith is the expression of it. Faith and love work together. Love without faith and faith without love are impossible. Faith is the expression of how love acts. And faith is always expressed, as well as love, in two directions. One, it's directed to God. The other, it's directed to each of us. It's up and out. Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me? Upward. Feed my sheep. Outward." Do you love me? Feed my sheep. The same is true with us. Do we love God? Do we love God? Yeah. Feed each other. Feed each other. The body of Christ depends upon us meeting the deficiencies and the insufficiencies and the absences and the failures and all the open holes in our lives where others can meet us and fill in those deficiencies and serve us and heal us and deliver us and help us mature. We desperately need each other. The body of Christ is like a human body, every cell working to support every other cell, every joint, every member, always taking care of the whole body. Then there's this word worketh. Faith worketh by love. Love is the motivation. Faith is the belief, but energy must come from somewhere to make it work. Oftentimes we feel helpless to express ourselves. We don't know how to get up the strength or the courage to demonstrate our love. And this is particularly true in the area of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, where we don't know how to wait on God, or we don't think we're ready, or we're not sure. And I know this to be a problem with people. And the biggest problem is what you're really saying is, I don't have the strength right now to do that. I need the strength to do that. Now, I want to show you something this morning that's going to help us all come to a reality of how we can live in faith, motivated by love, with the energy that is necessary. So turn to Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to just take one verse that we can focus in on. I shared from Galatians last week on how the spirit and the flesh are opposing each other. And in this particular chapter, Paul is teaching about helping the Galatian people understand that they're no longer under the law, that they're freed from the old covenant and all of the pressures that were put upon them, and especially in the area of being circumcised. And so he says in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Goes on, gentleness, self-control, and against such there is no law. All right, let's go back to verse 22 and just extract some truth out of that. First of all, it's the Spirit. There is a fruit of the Spirit that includes love and faith. Why is that important to know? Because many times we're not sure that we love certain people or have enough compassion towards them or care for them. We can hear about their dilemmas, their problems, their suffering, their pain. They could be sitting next to us. And we feel sometimes absolutely numb without power to address that. And even though we do believe that God has given us the ability, it hasn't come to fruition in us yet. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It isn't deposited in us like a lump, but it is deposited in us in the person. The fruit of the Spirit is the Spirit living us in us, the Spirit of Christ releasing fruit through us. He releases love that we don't think we have, because we often associate love only with a feeling. A like, an emotion, a sentiment, a compassion. But love is even stronger than that. It is intentional. That God's love working in us intends to do something through us to others that we wouldn't normally have the ability to do. If you say, I don't think I have the ability, you're right. You don't. I don't. But God in us, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, releases what Paul says is fruit, because it comes out of the root of the indwelling presence of Christ. It is produced through us, through the person of the Holy Spirit. Well, I tell you, this is so important because we always, for the most part, think of our capabilities in human terms, what I can do and what I cannot do, what I feel, what I do not feel, what I think and cannot think. But our life is really hidden in Christ, and Christ hidden in us becomes everything. He becomes our compassion. The same way he had compassion on others when he was alive is the same compassion in us now in his presence by the Spirit. All we have to do is realize that, agree with it, and accept it, and believe it, and trust in it. That the love of Christ in us will enable us to have the kind of attitude towards others who are in need. We may not like their behavior. We may not even like their appearance. It doesn't even matter. It's what Christ in us can do that we cannot do. And the faith is the belief that it's possible for us to do it. Whatever it is, it could be prophesying to somebody. It could be having a word of knowledge. It's all forms of wonderful expressions of the Holy Spirit. But the one thing that we haven't had that we need to have is the energy. The energy to do it. When Jesus said, "Wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high," he was referring to the person of the Holy Spirit. And he also said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. So the person and the power are together. I've said this before. I have to say it again because like you, I need to be reminded that the person is the power. The energy of God is God in us, enabling us to do whatever it takes. In this one verse, we have the answers to three things. The Holy Spirit's the power, the Holy Spirit releases his love, and the Holy Spirit produces faithfulness. Wow. Wow. Our struggle is that we haven't understood this well enough. This is a revelation that has to explode inwardly in us to enable us to live this way. Those of you who have been interested in, let's say, gifts of the Spirit, but have never functioned in one, this is how you will. Remember, Paul said at the end of 1 Corinthians 12, he said, "I want to show you a more excellent way." And then he talked about love. And some people have made an exchange. Well, okay, so we should rather love, but we don't need the gifts. No, he was talking about how love can work the gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not religious activities. They're not just spiritual things. They're expressions of God. Spirit of God living in us, expressing himself through us in these supernatural ways. Every one of you have received the Holy Spirit. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have received him, and therefore you are empowered both with love, energy, and faithfulness to do whatever God shows you to do. And all you need is practice. Practice. Practice will make perfect. If you don't practice, you will never move off the starting blocks. Some of you have never ministered to anybody. But you have received ministry. But it's not about all in. It's also about all out. Not just receiving, but giving. Some of you, beloved, I'm sorry to say, have never ministered to anybody because you've been inundated with your own self. And God is going to deliver you of that. Just like me, the natural condition of humans, and I'm no different, is to be self-centered. What about me? Me first. And we live in a world full of it. Full of it. Independent, careless about anybody else. Always looking for something. And so many Christians have become that way, and we are not that way. Jesus came to give. The Father sent Jesus as a gift. He sent the Holy Spirit. Everything that comes from God is giving. Giving, giving, and giving, and giving, and giving, and giving. Not in your own strength, beloved, but in Christ. and according to his will. For God is working in us both to will, that is to reveal his purpose in you, through you, and then to do of his good pleasure, Philippians 2. It's always God in us. And whatever God shows us to do, he will give you the energy to do it, the faith to do it, and the compassion of love to accomplish it. You have a new way of living coming to you. A new way of living is coming to you. Not just for a couple, not for a special class, not for those who are called in full time, because we're all called in full time. Full-time Christians, full-time ministers. There's no such thing as a lay person or a clergy. There are people with different giftings and callings and ministries and expressions of the love of God. That's all there is. Today, you can make a decision about this. I don't want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to believe it. I don't want you just to believe it. I want you to come to God and say to him, work this in me till I become this. I want to live by faith. I want to live in love and with the power to accomplish whatever it is you want. I want to love my brethren like I love myself. First commandment is love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. And the second is like it, love others like yourself. Well, how do you want to be? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to hear from God? Do you want to be helped? Are there things that you're looking for? The same things you want, those are the things you want for others. That's how we end up living. We cannot live any other way. And when you release yourself to do what God wants for others, God is going to find a way to get stuff to you. It's reciprocal. Everything in the kingdom of God is reciprocal. And the more you operate in this blessing towards others, the more God is going to pour blessing down upon you. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say this morning. Because that's enough. Because if you can get this in your life, you will be a changed person. You will be delivered from yourself and you will move in the things of God. You will be a God-like person. You will be like Christ living in this earth. Isn't that true? You have got to make a decision that this is true for you. We do not learn anything until we experience it. Never. There is no such thing as learning without experience. Experience says, I have learned it. Do you see me? I have accomplished it. It is working in my life. Do you want this to work in your life? Do you really want us to work? You have to ask that question. Or do you want to muddle along without this working in your life? No, I know you don't. With all your hearts, I know that you want God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, living in you and through you. Let's make a decision this morning. Even with God's help. I know you have issues. I know some of you are concerned about your life. There's all kinds of things going on in this world right now. But this is the time to make a decision that you will be what God wants you to be. That you can live in love, that you can be faithful, and that the energy of God is going to work in you to accomplish that. Not your own strength, but his. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is the strength of your life. He is your life. He is my life. He keeps you going because he is alive in you. If the church can rise to be what God called it to be, the world will be shocked. It will be absolutely shocked when they see what you are, that Christ is living in you in fullness, full of love, full of faithfulness, full of strength and power. Go before God silently right now. You might have to say, God, I need you to help me believe this. I need you to help me make a decision. I have been so used to living outside of this reality. I have struggled with my faithfulness. I have struggled in loving others. And I don't feel I have the capability, the power, or the energy to do anything about it. I'm being honest with you this morning, Lord. Hear my plea. Minister to me. Strengthen me. Deliver me of me, as our precious sister said, that you can be all in all. Let your fruit, Holy Spirit, your own faithfulness become mine. Let your love for Father God and others be mine. And may your strength enable me to demonstrate that love, both in the natural realm and in the supernatural realm. And I pray this for the glory of my Lord Jesus Christ, who is everything to me. Would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Love you. Thank you.